from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Well, a football party's breaking out tomorrow, Ron. Training camp, Houston Texans 2024. Big time expectations for this football team. Cranks up tomorrow, I believe. We'll be out there Thursday. And we will absolutely have all the instant reactions. When it comes 2 to 6 p.m., you better believe that we will be fresh off the football field with all the goings-ons with the Texans. Here's the deal. There are a ton of different storylines. There's a lot of new faces with the Houston Texans that are going to catch a ton of the headlines. There's some rookies that are going to be in position to take over their position sooner rather than later. It matters how quickly they can handle the pro game. They're just a ton of storylines going into this season. Rightfully so, after you win 10 games, go to the second round of the playoffs, and sign a boatload of free agents and make your win now moves in the offseason. Clearly, there's going to be a ton of storylines. But I'm going to tell you, boys, when it comes down to storylines that will have an immediate impact on this football team, like, I'm not real sure that what corner opposite Derek Stingley wins that job. I'm not real sure. Unless that guy's going to go out there and play at an all-pro level or a Pro Bowl level opposite Derek Stingley, I don't know how big of a story that is. They drafted a guy in the second round. They signed two former first-round picks. Can one of y'all please just show up and play a solid corner the way Steven Nelson did? I mean, that's ultimately...
If you could push that button.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Give me solid.
No question, right? You look at the interior defensive line. The truth of the matter is, you didn't draft anybody in the first round. You didn't sign any blockbuster free agents that give Texans Nation a reason to believe that you're going to have a dominant interior presence on this defensive line. So really, other than the weaknesses or the healthy competitions, like, what is that? What's really to expect at those two spots? For me, far and away, the more I talk about it, the more convinced I am about this, the biggest story in training camp for the Houston Texans after we watched them struggle to run the football, and don't nobody text in Devin Singletary stats on that damn text line, please. I don't want to hear it. We all saw it last year.
You are able to text in motors.
Yeah, motor. No, you can't. I hated that nickname then. I definitely don't like it now that he's not a Texan.
Motorboat.
Now, that's a different motor, but that's not it.
Motorboating son of a bitch.
Yes, truth of the matter is the Texans' run game was pitiful last year. You had who was supposed to be your bell cow starting guy on the sideline with the coach. He had diminished down to a kickoff return guy late in the season who got one, took one to the house, I believe, and could be special this year. But nonetheless, the run game was not a respectable run game at the NFL level. When it came to pass protection, the weakness was whether Titus Howard was playing left guard or Kendrick Green was playing left guard or Kenyon Green was trying to play left guard or who else. Who else was over there? Did Patterson get a little run?
Patterson got some run.
I mean, it was rough. It was rough, to say the least. They overcame it. They did some good things, but it can be significantly better. The number one story with the Texans training camp in 2024 is former first-round pick out of Atascocita up on the north side, out of Texas A&M, number 15 overall, Kenyon Green. He's a third-year pro. All the excuses are out the window. There's no more, he's immature, he's underdeveloped, he's going to take time, he's a raw player with a lot of skill. No, it's your third year. It's time to put up or shut up. We've watched this with Kenyon Green. We've watched him struggle with, we've watched him struggle with being a pro. Whatever the issues are as it pertains to taking care of your body, they'll say, he was injured. I think that's a cop-out. At the end of the day, the not taking care of your body, not being a pro, of course that puts you in a vulnerable situation where you stay injured because you're not taking care of yourself. You're not built the way you need to be built. You're not conditioned the way you need to be conditioned. That's where it all starts, right? You go out there and you get embarrassed in pass protection. You struggle in the run block because you're not in shape. You're not conditioned mentally or physically to be an offensive lineman in the NFL. Kenyon Green, based on everything that we've seen this year, his body's right, which tells me his mind is right, which tells me we can now see who Kenyon Green really is. Is he physically gifted to the sound of the number 15 overall draft pick? Is he that physically gifted? Was Nick Caserio right? Was this scouting department right when they evaluated him and said, this is an interior offensive lineman that we're willing to use a first-round draft pick on? When we got all kind of holes all over this team 2 years ago, we're going to go offensive guard. Now Kenyon Green has no excuse. Out of shape? No, you're in shape, partner. He's in shape. Is his mind in the right spot? Clearly, you don't make the kind of changes that he's made with his body if your mind's not in the right spot. Is professionalism a problem? Doesn't look like it. If you're not professional and you're not accountable and you don't work out and you don't take care of your body, you don't make the changes that Kenyon Green just made. The biggest story this training camp is Kenyon Green. If he's right, if he's playing at a respectable level of interior offensive line, Joe Mixon has a better chance to have success. Clearly, C.J. Stroud has a better chance to have more success, a cleaner pocket to execute from. And this offensive line could end up being one of the better offensive lines in the league if Kenyon Green is that dude. On the flip side of it, Ron, if Kenyon Green is not that dude, the leash has to be short. This has to be the end of the road for Kenyon Green. I'm telling you, Ron, for me, Kenyon Green and what he does, good, bad, or indifferent, in the 2024 training camp is the biggest story with the Houston Texans.
Glenn, we've talked a lot about, hey, man, is he going to be in shape? As you talked about, is he going to be able to get through a practice? Is it going to be a lot different than what we saw? Is he going to have his head on straight? You talked about a lot of that just now. We still don't know if he can play. As you're talking about, can he put his hand in the ground and be like, when I say play, like, I don't mean like Nico Collins hadn't come close to reaching what we thought he could be, but he could be on the field, right? Like Christian Harris had probably come close to reaching now what we see he can be, but he could be on the field. Kenyon Green in his career thus far, Clint has not been good enough to be on the field on the team that is coached by David Culley, on a team that's coached by Lovie Smith. He's not been good enough to be on that team, let alone this team that has AFC Championship Super Bowl aspirations. Like, we got to figure that out. And that's the part is, like, you've done all this good stuff, but are you going to look completely different when you have to play on pads? Because before, he was just getting his ass kicked flatly. I mean, that's what we've seen in his time when he's actually been on the field.
It's been embarrassing.
Yes.
I mean, it he should be embarrassed of what he put on the field and what ultimately the injuries came, what ultimately led to a lot of those injuries. Look, I know it sounds harsh. You know, there's a lot of people that'll say, well, as a young player, it takes time for guys to develop. Okay, if you want to subscribe to that, that's fine. I'm just not one of them. The truth of the matter is, love or hate it, you like to hear it or you don't like to hear it, the truth of the matter is, you can never sell to me that not being in shape, not mentally and physically being prepared to play football and compete at a high level, you cannot convince me that did not lead, or the inability to do that did not lead to the injuries throughout the first 2 years that he's been here. Now, on the flip side, you can't convince me that a guy went out there and reshaped his body without getting his mind right, getting his body right, getting his getting in shape, all those kind of things. Like, don't just change your body like that because you snap your fingers. There's a level of accountability. There's some discipline there that just are game changing. And I think that's I'm for one. I say how big of a storyline it is, Ron, and I tell you where I stand on it. I believe Kenyon Green is going to be the starting left guard for this football team. I think it's going to be impressive.
You think so? You feel good about it?
I feel good about it.
Why? Did you see that yet? You just.
Well, no. What I needed to see was him get it, like, understanding, like showing up in the same shape or the same issues, the same knick-knack injuries throughout the offseason and throughout training. I needed to see a level of commitment that it takes for a guy to like you said, give yourself a chance to be a starting football player in the league. And I feel like, unless he's fooled me, I feel like, to be honest with you, the most difficult hurdle, it seems like he's gotten over. The most difficult hurdle is do everything you can, all the lonely work. Nobody likes lonely work, but it takes a ton of it to be a good player at this level, right? Nobody likes in the offseason, because you've let yourself get so far out of shape and because now you've got these injuries you've got to deal with, now you got to spend twice as much time in the building, whether it's rehabbing or it's conditioning. You got to spend twice the time in the building that everybody else does just to have a shot. Like, I for me personally, I can't look at what Kenyon Green has done and not realize that is an unbelievable amount of commitment. That is an unbelievable amount of discipline, of accountability, which is exactly what he didn't have the first 2 years, right? Like, that, to me, that is the biggest hurdle. A guy with all kind of ability, right? Like, if he doesn't put himself in position to showcase that, it's not because he don't have ability. It's because he doesn't have the want to. He doesn't have the discipline. He doesn't have all the intangibles. I just believe, Ron, that what he's done with his body this offseason is very, very, very telling. And that's a guy. Assuming when we see him Thursday, we're still talking about, man, there's a noticeable difference. I'll be honest with you too. When I went out there and watched him, and they weren't doing anything, weren't pads. It was just OTAs. When I went out there and watched him, and he was going and moving and bouncing around practice as much an hour and 15 in as he was the first 15 minutes, that spoke volumes to me. If that guy's still doing that the first time we lay eyes on these Texans, I'm going to be very confident in his ability to go out there on the field and start and play well.
Yeah, I got
to
see him put on the pads and hit people.
Fair.
Because, like, the thought, and that's the question, is his poor play all attributed to his inability to be in shape, which led to potentially injuries, which led to his poor play? Is that the reason for his poor play? Is because he didn't have the right mindset and didn't have his body right? I think there's a fair thing to say that, but I still want to see, okay, well, what does it look like when you go up against grown men? Because now you're going to be a year removed,
sure,
without playing. Is it really just because you didn't have your body right, or are you just, even when your body right, not in a space to be able to be a starting left?
Yeah,
left
well, guard? Look, we'll find out. I just don't in any way, shape, or form want to minimize or poo-poo what the kid's done to this point. I think it's an unbelievable turnaround. I think it's very the body comp change for a guy that big is not easy. And boy, if that is a sign of what is to come with him, I think it's highly likely that we will, one, we know you got a talented dude, but I think it's highly likely that we will get a guy that can hold his own at left guard. I'm not going to go out there and talk Pro Bowl.
It will be
and all
very,
that,
very big. That's all he needs to do.
Like,
just be able to be on the field as a starter, like a lot of guys were.
Agree.
Left guard last year.
We can't be 2 weeks into training camp, 3 weeks into whatever it is, 2 weeks into training camp. We can't be talking about this competition at left guard. And I'm not talking about. I know Nick is. I know D'Amico is. I know all the golf. I know Bobby Slowick is. That's fine. Whatever. We cannot be watching practice, watching the rotation, and watching the offensive line play, and coming in here having conversations about, man, look out, Jared Patterson looks pretty good at left guard. Look out, this Walker kid from Ole Miss a couple years ago. Boy, he looks really good at left guard, man. Look out. We can't be having those conversations.
Yeah. All right, coming up, speaking of not having those conversations, there's something desperately. And now one of the young, promising Houston sports figures are in the crosshairs of this. There's something we got to stop doing. We have to stop doing. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All-star game tonight. Yordan Alvarez batting fifth in the lineup. Only person to participate. You think he gets booed pretty hard when they announce him?
If the trend continues of fans just being complete idiots, yep.
Is he the only, he's the only one that's going to be there, right?
Yeah, and he wasn't a part of what they're going to be booted for.
I think Bregman and Altuve get it, still get it, but I don't think he does.
Know. I think when they say
Astros, just Astros.
Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's in Arlington. My bad. Hell yeah. He's gonna get, not for stealing signs, just because he's representing.
Well, I think all of it.
Him and Tucker got booed last year.
Yep. It was just those two, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where was it at last year? Was it another place that was?
I can't remember.
Oh, the hell was that at? Don't tell me when you look it up. It was West Coast.
I thought it was Seattle.
Was it Seattle? I'm thinking it was T-Mobile. Yeah.
It was Seattle.
Yeah. Good.
So no surprise they got.
I don't know that it's Seattle, Cincinnati, Toronto. I think
blind
baseball fans
hate.
Roll through there. It is pretty amazing. This one has really lingered. I mean, this is staying. The one I want to see is, does Carlos Correa get booed when they announce the Minnesota Twins?
Well, of course not.
That's one I'm waiting on. Is Carlos Minnesota Twins? Carlos Correa, does he get booed because he doesn't have?
We'll find out, because that ultimately will tell you they're booing the logo. They're not booing the damn player.
And Altuve, I think Altuve's the player.
I think Bregman catches it too.
I would have thought, the Correa one will be a good one to watch, because he was, now he was the most defiant and outspoken one.
It ain't no doubt. He was peacocking around, putting his chest out, saying it with your chest.
He's, if you don't know the facts, it was him. Like,
yeah.
Bregman and Altuve were reading weird statements.
if you don't know the facts... Then you got to
thinking the same thing. I wasn't thinking it was a weird statement, but I was thinking they were out there in a real uncomfortable situation.
Boy,
those two, I mean, literally thinking back on that. I mean, there's not very many aspects of it we can laugh at.
Who
in the hell, Ron, Tyler, who in the hell thought, yeah, man, let's push Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve out there to face the music.
Bregman's monotone ass, man. And Altuve's goofy ass.
I mean,
voice.
You could see both of them shaking when they walked out there, and I understand it. But I mean,
they thought they were going to have a better performance, at least from Bregman. I bet they thought they were going to have a better performance. But I mean, Jeff Bagwell just did the best he could.
I mean, that was
I'd assume it was Jeff. Like, the two people they should have put out there was Correa and probably Lance. Lance would have had no problems.
You could have got.
Like, I'm just saying, the guys that would be fine and would be.
I mean,
natural
you could have put Correa and JV out there. Correa and but Correa would have solved the problem of the player, the hitter that obviously was benefiting from it. I mean, not him specifically, but just in general, that side of the ball, that side of the baseball. I don't know. I just, like, how was Correa not one of them?
He made himself.
Well, there's no doubt. But like, who in their right mind? This is what, this kind of stuff baffles me. Like, who that knows that locker room more intimately than anybody?
Jeff Bagwell.
Who sat there and said, "Yep, these are the two."
I think Jim. This had to be all Jim's decisions. Hell, everybody else was gone. And just thinking, we're gonna get our, like, at that time, you had what? Bregman coming off the second place in the MVP voting that had to have been very, very recent at that time. I think it was 2019 where he was second. And then obviously, Altuve is the face of the franchise.
Yeah. No, look, I think there's
you're right. Like it's got to be.
No, it makes sense on the surface. But if I'm in
but if
that
you know
locker,
the guys, yes, you know how they're.
Yes. If I'm in that locker room, you're getting the two biggest a-holes I got, and that's Correa and Justin Verlander.
Apologize to you God, to the point bad. Of this point, period. And we like, I mean, it was.
that was not
it. It was uncomfortable. Yes. Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean to get us off off the beaten path there a little bit, but once again, Tiger's logo on that hat is awful, by the way. Tiger's preparing for the U.S. Open.
He's got it big across the chest, though.
Yeah, he did magnify it across the chest. He got it. I mean, why would he put that little bitty-ass Tiger on that hat? I mean, you got to be kidding. We're living in a world where flat bills and big hats and big logos are the thing, man. And he got that Tiger ain't much bigger than the button on top of it. I mean, look at that. And who's... I mean, come on, man.
That man alone, man.
Come on, man. I mean, you got to do better than that, Tiger.
He exploded across that hoodie, though. He is like... It is 10 times bigger than what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, hell, when you got a hat on like that, you got to magnify that thing on the
top. Tyler, look about how much of the damn hoodie? How much of the damn Tiger Woods hoodie? I know you've looked into him, Tyler. I know you had to have. The what is it? Sunday red apparel? Mm-hmm. Is that what it? How much is it?
Sunday red.
How much you think those polos are?
The polos?
Yes.
$120.
God, I was gonna say 80, and I felt like I was
higher.
You're lying.
Nope.
How much is Tiger charging?
$135.
For the polos? How much are the hoodies?
For the polos, $135.
What's he buying? Hookers again?
I'm seeing a pullover here, a wind rain half zip jacket.
This
pullover.
Is what I'm looking for. Come on.
This is nuts.
This is what I'm looking for. Come on. Give it to me.
$550.
Come on.
Man. I almost cussed. Are you
dude,
serious?
I had no idea. Hey,
$550?
What? What's that lid? What's
I
that
need
lid?
To come in there and look at that myself.
Tell me that lid with that little bitty ass Tiger on it.
If that hat is north of $50, I'm going to lose my mind. But it has to be. The pullover is $500?
It's a half zip, too.
Hat's going to run you $50.
That seems like a deal. Tiger, you got to be kidding me. Man, we done held on with you, Tiger. We done held on with you when we weren't even supposed to. Out here in Jacksonville with all these hoes. Out here getting arrested, man, trying to say, well, hey, man, you know, it wasn't that bad. Well, you showed up and tried to do that.
Dude, that's nuts.
That damn sobriety test. And we sat in here, and you go charge $500 for a damn windbreaker.
Bro, $500 for a windbreaker?
Hobbling your old one-legged ass around the course.
I know, man. I'm up
Ron still hung up on it, hoping you make the cut.
I spent $500 going to that damn golf course to go watch your ass at the U.S. Open. I mean, you didn't come through.
Dude, $550 for a pullover half zip.
What? We done been there for you. And you gonna charge us $50 for a hat?
Damn, Eldrick.
You ain't lying, man. When you tell me them prices, that emblem looks even more uglier.
Must be sewn on with gold.
Oh my God! Nobody enjoys a good half zip more than me. $550.
Can you find the hoodie?
What
with the
was
big
his
Tiger
Nike prices? His Nike prices wasn't like this, was
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. I didn't wear a lot of Tiger Woods.
How the hell they come up with that? What you think here, Mike? I don't know. What you think? $250? You don't think that is too much? No, go up. $550. Bang, that's it.
Hoodie, $170.
With the big Tiger Cross chest?
I don't see that one on the site. I'm going to keep looking.
Must be new. He's rocking it now. It's coming out soon.
$550?
Ron is—he's gonna be hung up for the rest of the day on this $550 Tiger.
I mean, listen, we went and worked Costco to death on Sunday. I mean, worked it to death. I mean, we got almost two carts. We didn't get to $500. We got wine, we got meats, we got all, and this—we didn't even buy a pullover. That damn thing better be like Coach and last forever, or you get a refund, or you get a new one sent back to you.
get a replacement.
They told me when I bought this coach wallet, yeah, y'all get it for life. Just keep coming in if it messes up. That's what that damn thing ought to be.
Don't somebody ought not tell Ron that.
I've tried to mess it up multiple times. That thing just won't die.
You be letting Bear chew on it.
I tell you, yeah, let me get a new one. About that time. All right, wow, coming up. Yes, the All-Star game is tonight, but we got to look at last night. We got to look at last night again. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm blown away, Tyler. I just threw
me
the break.
Me too, dude.
I threw the break. I had to go see for myself.
Y'all still on this Tiger Woods thing?
I've looked at every everything. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Them damns, he's got the audacity. Socks, $30. For a pair. And that's not even multiples that come in that bag.
They gonna let your feet breathe a little bit? You know, if they don't breathe and they're a little moist, a little wet, that's great for fungus growth.
I'm trying to support, man, but you just don't even want me to. You don't even want me to support. That is wild. That better be a hell of a raincoat for $550 that he's selling. Damn, $150 umbrellas. That thing better not be that. It better not move. It better be able to be standing in a hurricane for $150.
Do you think that in the golf world that the little tiger is recognizable? I got two to three guys that are big time golfers in my crew. And if I had to bet right now, like if I just showed
Probably
them that
not.
If I showed them that logo and said, hey, don't not like just randomly, I'm not on the golf course, I'm not on the way to the golf course in a conversation about Tiger Woods. If I just said, hey, what is this? Showed them a picture. What is this? I would bet that they don't know.
Do you think they know what you think they'd know if they saw Sunday Red?
Yes.
Because some of that is what he has on some of the stuff.
Well, I just like I think when it popped and it was Sunday Red. I think they did a good job of pushing that name out. He always wore red on Sunday. I think even if you didn't know, you'd put two and two together.
Yeah. He's trying. Well, what is it, Tyler? It's been about 6 months. How long is that? That brand been rolling. I don't think it's been a year that he's had it out.
I mean, you think about when he was with Nike and you saw
remember
that
the first time you lost it, the first time you saw it. That I don't think that was a year ago. But no, the TW?
Yes. It don't matter where you saw it on the back of somebody's head at the golf course, you immediately knew exactly what it was. And it was very, very noticeable and stood out. Like that little tiger, I don't think it's having the same effect.
Yeah, well, hell, he's trying to make it big on some of these things. He got it all the way across the entirety of the umbrella. Got a February. Hey,
you know what? All that is John Daly's line. Now John didn't do the clothing line, but he just got that big logo, that big line with the rainbow hair. Yeah.
And I want to see what John's selling it for. I think I'm more close to be able to support John than I would. This is ridiculous, Tiger. All right. Speaking of ridiculous, do you feel any different now that you have heard from the young lady, Ingrid Andress? Now that you've heard from her, you've heard her explanation of why she sounded as bad as she did last night for the national anthem. If you all did not hear this national anthem, because I'm not going to listen, I understand even sports fans, right? There's no Astros in it, right? Maybe some of you all didn't tune in to watch the home run derby. There were some other things on last night. If you didn't hear this is going up there with Carl Lewis, Fergie. Roseanne is in a different category. She just tried to do it.
Right.
DeMarcus Lawrence, boy, he gave everything he had. But this goes up like that little girl Maurice Cheeks tried to help. This goes right up there as maybe the worst. Like it's right there. If you missed it, this was her rendition of the national anthem last night.
Bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets spread glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
my God.
They should invite her back and let her sing tonight.
Shut up. She's in rehab, bro. Well, the reason why they can't do that, according to her, this was her response. And that's why I say, like, do you feel different when you hurt? This was her response. I'm not gonna BS y'all. And the reason why I said that is because I almost, again, just I'm about being Ron Burgundy and just read what I see. But I'm not gonna BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country that I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO, Ingrid.
I think this
feeling any different now that you've heard her.
Well, look, there's a couple things here. No, I don't. I don't think her response is genuine and sincere. I heard rehab is fun. What did it say after that? There was a
XO
Ingrid. I don't think it doesn't seem like that is genuine and sincere. It seems more like I'm embarrassed that I got busted up last night or yesterday and sang that song that means so much to our country in such awful fashion that it can be viewed as being disrespectful to America, to our country, to Major League Baseball fans. And oh, by the way, I hear rehab's fun. I'm gonna jump into a
I hear
rehab.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't.
No, it's, it read like, hey. We know we have to do damage control here and
something.
Clean this up. So we're going to clean this up. But then they allowed her to make a joke at the end of it, which to me just doesn't seem it. They're at least calls into question how serious you are about this rehab.
It seems tone deaf. Like people actually, and she might be one of them. Like people struggle with this stuff, and like you, Ron, I got a heart for it. I've had people close to me that have struggled with addiction. And when you end something like that, it just, you lose all credibility.
Do you?
I agree. Look, Ron, I mean, look, I think it's, tone deaf is a great way to put it. Because either there's she's not serious about it, or she is and she doesn't understand how serious it really is. And to your point, how many people struggle with it and how many people have dealt with it and how, again, serious it is to end it like that. That's the part. Look. I mean, this is probably the worst that I've heard simply because it wasn't somebody that couldn't sing trying to sing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was somebody that clearly, which I can relate to this, Dallas is a hell of a drug now.
Three-time Grammy Award nominee.
Yeah. I mean, it's somebody that can absolutely go that just got busted up in Dallas and couldn't hold it together.
Wouldn't it be more likely that you forget the words? If you're hammered drunk, then just sound horrific.
It's a great point.
Not of that song. I mean, you've been singing that thing since she was.
I can see myself being drunk and forget. She hit all the words.
Oh, you've been drunk and remembered the song. What's your favorite UGK song?
Oh.
You remember that? You've been drunk, leaned up against the wall. I remember every one of them words.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different one. That's a different one. But I mean, let me hit it. That's a different one. But this is like, there are some, like right now, I bet you there are some out there that you think you got all the words to the national anthem sober right now. But there may be some twists and turns, like, that you may, that you may be off. I'm just, that's my deal is she hit all the words and just sounded awful. Now they got that. I understand they had to come out and say something. Cause this is a, cause what it sounds like to me when I first heard it, I said, oh, they've been in the studio hard doctoring up her stuff. To let it get to
auto-tune,
let it get to,
baby. Auto-tune, they've been, baby.
They've been doctoring, cause I know they do that to Ashanti. Sorry, Nelly. I know they was in there murdering, was in there fixing up her stuff. That's what it sounded like to me. Well, that was, I mean. Someone texted in, I hate you guys so much. LOL. Worth time hearing it today. I almost drove off the road every time. It's so bad. It really is. I couldn't.
Tyler, don't let this end without giving me a little bit of that.
Let me see it.
No. I don't want that. Let me see it. I want that real Ingrid. I want that real Ingrid. So I want the sober Ingrid.
Over. Let me see it.
Yeah, you didn't mess up. You didn't mess up a lyric to that one. You knew every. Hey, drunkard and a skunk boy. You was down there. You knew every song, every word.
I knew exactly when to thrust the hips.
Oh yeah, exactly. You knew you didn't miss a bit of timing on that joint.
Yeah.
Let me get a little Ingrid. That's a good Ingrid right there. Can you believe this girl right here? Butchered the national anthem the way she did. Listen to that.
I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking forward to
it. I don't
come on, Ingrid. Get it together, man.
As we go to break on the good Ingrid. Coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. All-star game tonight. Can't wait to hear what Tyler's betting on. The Texans, they've made an addition to an area of the football team where it feels like they're pretty full in. All of that as we continue riding here live. Turn it up a little bit, man.
Maybe I'm just wishful thinking.
And she's gonna knock
it, man. Give my heart damn. Something to sink in.
And now we heard.
Hey, she'll win on the backside, boys. She'll win on the backside of this thing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm blown away, Tyler. I threw the break. I had to go see for myself.
Y'all still on this Tiger Woods thing?
I've looked at every everything. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Them damns, he's got the audacity. Socks, $30 for a pair. And that's not even multiples that come in that bag.
They gonna let your feet breathe a little bit. You know, if they don't breathe and they're a little moist, a little wet, that's great for fungus growth.
I'm trying to support, man. But you just don't. You don't even want me to. Well, you want me to support. That is wild. That better be a hell of a raincoat for $550 that he's selling. Damn, $150 umbrellas. That thing better not be that. It better not move. It better be able to be standing in a hurricane for $150.
Do you think that in the golf world that the little Tiger is recognizable? I got 2 to 3 guys that are big time golfers in my crew. And if I had to bet right now, like if I just showed Probably them that, not. If I showed them that logo and said, "Hey, don't not like just randomly, I'm not on the golf course, I'm not on the way to the golf course in a conversation about Tiger Woods." If I just said, "Hey, what is this?" Showed them a picture. What is this? I would bet that they don't know.
Do you think they know what you think they'd know if they saw Sunday Red?
Yes,
because some of that is what he has on some of the. The stuff.
Well, I just like I think when it popped and it was Sunday Red, the I think they did a good job of pushing that name out. He always wore red on Sunday. I think even if you didn't know, you'd put two and two together.
Yeah. He's trying. Well, what is it, Tyler? It's been about 6 months. How long is that brand been rolling? I don't think it's been a year that he's had it out.
I mean, you think about when he was with Nike and you
remember
saw that
the first time you lost it, the first time you saw it. That I don't think that was a year ago. But no, the TW?
Yes. It don't matter where you saw it on the back of somebody's hat at the golf course, you immediately knew exactly what it was. And it was very, very noticeable and stood out. Like that little Tiger, I don't think it's having the same effect.
Yeah, well, hell, he's trying to make it big on some of these things. He got it all the way across the entirety of the umbrella. February.
You know what? All that is John Daly's line. Now John didn't do the clothing line, but he just got that big logo, that big line with the rainbow hair. Yeah.
And I want to see what John's selling it for. I think I'm close to be able to support John. Then I would. This is ridiculous, Tiger. All right. Speaking of ridiculous, do you feel any different now that you have heard from the young lady, Ingrid Andress? Now that you've heard from her, you've heard her explanation of why she sounded as bad as she did last night for the national anthem. If you all did not hear this national anthem, because I'm not going to, listen, I understand, even sports fans, right? There's no Astros in it, right? Maybe some of you all didn't tune in to watch the Home Run Derby. There were some other things on last night. If you didn't hear this is going up there with Carl Lewis, Fergie. Roseanne is in a different category. She just tried to do it.
Right.
DeMarcus Lawrence, boy, he gave everything he had. But this goes up like that little girl Maurice Cheeks tried to help. This goes right up there as maybe the worst. Like it's right there. If you missed it, this was her rendition of the national anthem last night.
Bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets spread glare, the bombs bursting. That our flag was still there.
kept that run.
In the home of the brave.
My God.
They should invite her back and let her sing tonight.
Shut up.
She's in rehab, bro.
Well, the reason why they can't do that, according to her, this was her response. And that's why I say, like, do you feel different when you hurt? This was her response. I'm not gonna BS y'all. And the reason why I said that is because I almost, again, just I'm about being Ron Burgundy and just read what I see. But I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. And I apologize to MLB, all the fans, and this country that I love so much for that rendition. I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. XO, Ingrid.
I think this
you feel any different now that you've heard her response?
Well, look, there's a couple things here. No, I don't. I don't think her response is genuine and sincere. I heard rehab is fun. What did it say after that? There was a
XO
Ingrid. I don't think like. It doesn't seem like that is genuine and sincere. It seems more like I'm embarrassed that I got busted up last night or yesterday and sang that song that means so much to our country in such awful fashion that it can be viewed as being disrespectful to America, to our country, to Major League Baseball fans. And oh, by the way, I hear rehab's fun. I'm gonna jump into a
I hear
rehab.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't.
No, it's, it read like, hey, we know we have to do damage control here and
something.
Clean this up. So we're gonna clean this up. But then they allowed her to make a joke at the end of it, which to me just doesn't seem it. There at least calls into question how serious you are about this rehab.
It seems tone deaf, like. People actually, and she might be one of them, like people struggle with this stuff. And like you, Ron, I got a heart for it. I've had people close to me that have struggled with addiction. And when you end something like that, it just, you lose all credibility.
Do you?
I agree. Look, Ron, I mean, look, I think it's tone deaf is a great way to put it. Because either she's not serious about it or she is and she doesn't understand how serious it really is. And to your point, how many people struggle with it and how many people have dealt with it and how, again, serious it is to end it like that. That's the part. Look, I mean, this is probably the worst that I've heard simply because it wasn't somebody that couldn't sing trying to sing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was somebody that clearly, which I can relate to this, Dallas is a hell of a drug now.
Three-time Grammy Award nominee.
Yeah. I mean, it's somebody that can absolutely go that – just got busted up in Dallas and couldn't hold it together.
Wouldn't it be more likely that you forget the words if you're hammered drunk than just sound horrific?
It's a great point.
Not of that song. I mean, you've been singing that thing since you was.
I can see myself being drunk and forget. She hit all the words.
Oh, you've been drunk and remembered the song. What's your favorite UGK song? You remember that? You've been drunk, leaned up against the wall. I remember every one of them words.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different one. That's a different one. But I mean, let me hit it. That's a different one. But this is like there are some like right now. I bet you there are some out there that you think you got all the words to the national anthem sober right now, but there may be some twists and turns like. That you made that
plenty of twists and turns
like that you may
did.
Be off. I'm just that's my deal is she hit all the words and just sounded awful. Now they got that. I understand they had to come out and say something because this is a because what it sounds like to me when I first heard it I said oh they've been in the studio hard doctoring up her stuff to let it get to
auto-tune,
let it get to
baby auto-tune,
they've been doctor because I know they do that to Ashanti. Sorry Nelly. I know they was in there murdering, was in there fixing up her stuff. That's what it sounded like to me. Well, that was, I mean, Someone texted in, "I hate you guys so much. LOL. Worth time hearing it today. I almost drove off the road every time. It's so bad. It really is." I couldn't.
Tyler, don't let this end without giving me a little bit of that.
Let me see it.
No, I don't want that. Let me see it. I want that real Ingrid. I want that real Ingrid. I want the sober Ingrid.
Over. Let me see it.
Yeah, you didn't mess up. You didn't miss a lyric to that one. You knew every. Hey, Drunker than a Skunk Boy. You was down there. You knew every song, every word.
I knew exactly when to thrust the hips.
Oh exactly. You knew you didn't miss a bit of timing on that joint.
Yeah.
Let me get a little anger. That's a good anger right there. Can you believe this girl right here butchered the national anthem the way she did? Listen to that.
I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking forward to
Come on,
Ingrid, get it together, man.
As we go to break on the good Ingrid. Coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. All-Star game tonight. Can't wait to hear what Tyler's betting on. The Texans, they've made an addition to an area of the football team where it feels like they're pretty full in. All of that as we continue riding here live. Turn it up a little bit, man.
Maybe I'm just wishful.
She could have not.
Give my heart something to sink in.
And now we heard.
Hey, she'll win on the backside, boys. She'll win on the backside of this thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.